Well, you may have, just like we did at our house and here at the office, receive a very brightly colored package in the mail the other day. It's a nice brochure that talks about some of the activities and things coming up here at the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn. We're going to talk about some of those things this morning. Tove Brandt joins us from the museum this morning. Thank you so much, Tove.
Glad to be here, Jim. Thank you.
This is a brightly colored thing in the mail, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's very whimsical, isn't it?
It is, for a reason.
Yes, yes. This is our postcard that's promoting our new exhibition called The Whimsical World of Bjørn Wienblad. And that might not be a name familiar to everybody listening, but he was a very well-known Danish artist, and he had a very unique style. And so this new exhibition looks at the posters he designed and the theater costumes and the ceramics and lots of household goods. Very colorful, very fun, and kind of really this poster is just one example of the types of things that you would see in the galleries.
Well, sometimes artists tend to be specific to certain mediums. It sounds like he branched out a bit.
He was very innovative, and he was always interested in the challenge of a new medium, exactly. He's probably best known for his ceramics because he had long relationships with two ceramic factories in particular, one in Denmark and one in Germany. He designed kind of collectible plates for the wall. He designed table settings, very high-end porcelain table settings. But he also had a home studio at his home. He employed several artisans who did the painting on hand-decorated pieces that comes in all kinds of wonderful, whimsical shapes. So there's a quite wide range, and they were all mass-produced. And so as an artist, his work could get into the hands of a lot of people, much more so than an artist who really just focuses on paintings on canvas might.
How many pieces do you have as part of this collection?
We have over 80 pieces on view.
Wow.
And it does, it really everything from those ceramics and the posters and the textiles to jigsaw puzzles. And that's jigsaw puzzles and playing cards and wrapping paper. He was really, really very open to working with a wide variety of clients and customers. And one example of that is pieces that he designed for a Danish grocery store chain. And, you know, specifically he designed this wrapping paper, these jigsaw puzzles, the playing cards for this grocery store chain, with the idea that even people of kind of limited financial means still deserve to have something beautiful in their home, still deserve good design. And so he's a really interesting example of the value of kind of democratization of art, that really art is available and accessible and should be available and accessible to everyone.
So is it possible that folks may go in to see the exhibit and may very well find a few things that look very familiar to them?
It really is, especially some of the ceramic plates. Some of them were very collectible. Some of them were very popular here in the United States. And he did a lot of work in the United States as well. He did some theater designs in Dallas. He did some custom tapestry designs. He had a lot of shows in the United States at different design centers. And so a lot of Americans were also big fans of his work. And in fact, nearly all of the pieces in our exhibit here are borrowed from American owners.
Wow. So you're collecting, it is really a collection then.
It really is, yes. Some of them are part of our permanent museum collection. A few of the larger pieces we did borrow from Denmark, but probably half the show are borrowed from American collectors.
Hmm. Well now, Tove, we should tell folks too that this particular exhibit is getting a lot of support.
Yes, it is. We were very happy to get support, a major support from the Iowa Arts Council, from our own State Department of Cultural Affairs. We also received support from Seattle, the Albert Ravenholtz Fund, and also from the Danish Home in New York, one of the kind of longstanding senior housing homes that were founded by Danish Americans.
So it's an important exhibit that a lot of folks are very interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Very
yeah.
good. And when will folks be able to see this? It opens up very soon.
It is. Yule Fest is the big opening splash. And so if anyone's planning to visit the Danish villages in the couple days after Thanksgiving, we'll be fully open. And in fact, anytime you stop by, it's pretty much done now. So you're welcome to come by at any time. The exhibit will be open through the end of next May. So there's lots of opportunities, and we also have a lot of events coming up, free events that people can come and enjoy that would also be an opportunity to enjoy the new exhibit, too.
And that is the flip side of the flyer, is a lot of whimsical winter free events that you have coming up. When you're really taking advantage this year of a time when people want to be indoors, you might as well give them a good reason.
Well, exactly, yeah. So come indoors and enjoy a really beautiful, bright, colorful, fun exhibit. And we'll hope to pair that with equally bright, beautiful, fun activities on all these special days. We're especially targeting our winter solstice. We're going to mark the shortest day of the year, the first day of winter on the 21st. And so come on over after work, and we'll light a bonfire up outside and have some warm beverages inside. But we're also planning some families activities for the Martin Luther King Day and President's Day that would be, for most kids, a day off of school. And so we'll have some events here and activities that the kids can enjoy, and we'll play it by ear on the weather as to what might be appropriate for outside, but we'll definitely have things for families here.
And some of these different events that you have aren't necessarily standalone events. They're kind of tied into this exhibit.
We're going to use the exhibit to inspire a lot of the specific activities. I think you can imagine coloring in some of your own versions of these plates and going home with your own maybe paper version of a plate that you've decorated yourself. There's a lot of some wonderful design inspiration that we're going to build on for special activities during the exhibit.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun with this.
Well, we hope so. So people better come and have some fun with us, too.
Now, I'm only assuming, because I see this flyer that was sent out, it's so bright and colorful. Was that kind of inspiration from his works? Were they bright and colorful?
They are, yes. He's really known for a bright, colorful palette. And if you look at this postcard, and what strikes you first, I think, is you see a lot of faces of it's actually based on a poster that was promoting the tour of the Copenhagen Boys Choir. And so this poster design that Bjørn Wienblad was hired to create creates this wonderful sea of singing faces in these bright colors, the oranges and yellows and blues and purples. And so if folks haven't seen it in their mailbox yet, they'll see it soon. That's very typical of his work and his real interest in people and faces. He did a lot of different art in a lot of different media, but his first dream was to be an illustrator. He wanted to illustrate stories. He wanted to illustrate books. And even when he's not doing that specifically, I really think you can see that there's this interest in story in everything he does. There's always a character, and even if it's not a story we might know, you can start to imagine what these faces are doing, what they're talking about, what they're experiencing. And so I think that's one of the common threads of all of these pieces on view, this interest in the story and human experience.
You bet. Well, it's the kind of artwork I think that the whole family will be able to understand and enjoy.
Absolutely, yes. There's nothing dark about it. It really is fun and celebratory and beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, and I know admission is very reasonable normally. Of course, it's free for those who are members, but you've got a special deal going on during Yule Fest?
Yes, Yule Fest all through the weekend, both Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We are free of charge for everyone. So it's a great time to stop in the museum and enjoy the exhibits. If you have out-of-town guests, bring them over and you know, do a little holiday shopping, enjoy some of the new exhibits. And if you don't have a lot of time, you can come back another time. But you know, as you're going around the holiday weekend, we really encourage folks to drop in, see what's new, and remind yourself of, you know, what there is to see here at the Museum of Danish America.
If you haven't been there in a while, or if you've never been there, this is a great opportunity for you to stop in and enjoy some very authentic Danish art with the Bjørn Wienblad exhibit that'll be going on from November 25th through May 30th. So you have a good chunk of time to see it, but that does disappear in a hurry.
Yes, it does. But then you can also go to Seattle, where it's going to go next.
This
is a traveling exhibit. It will be traveling to other museums in the country. So its next stop will be Seattle.
Elkhorn's a lot closer.
It is. Yes.
Take advantage. All right. Well, Tove Brandt, thank you so much for your time here. And, hey, best of luck. Help you have a great holiday and good success with this exhibit.
Well, thanks. We'll look forward to seeing everyone here for Yule Fest.